And we'll also have a report on this year's Nobel Prizes. Could we win in physics? Lee Dayton wrote in the Australian newspaper that some betting favours Brian Schmidt from the ANU for his research on the fast expanding universe. But what about Hawking? And what about Peter Higgs, whose Higgs boson is tying up more money than almost any scientific experiment in history? Well, Frank Close, as ever, has an opinion.
Well, I suppose the question, because the thing hasn't been discovered yet, and not because it's not there, well, who knows, but we couldn't possibly discover it probably for another year or two, given the amount of time it would take to accumulate enough information to be sure the vision you have is a sharp, clear image of the thing, whatever the thing might be. So really, I would imagine that we're going to be waiting a couple of years before evidence one way or the other really becomes clear. So if we were having this conversation in 2 years' time, I would probably be saying very likely. But the question is now, could you award the Nobel Prize to Higgs for the Higgs boson before the boson is found? I would think that would be pretty hard. However, there's a thing called the Higgs mechanism. Is that the same as the Higgs boson? Well, the answer is no, it isn't. And 1964, six different people, the Gang of Six as they're now known, independently discovered that it's possible to give masses to particles that, in your theory, would be perfectly symmetric, massless. And then by this clever mechanism, they can spontaneously become massive.
Of course, we need to say where mass comes from, don't we?
That's exactly it. I mean, we all know what mass is. It's the thing that makes it hard to push your car when it's run out of petrol. But where it comes from, what it originates in, is a profound question. Actually, the example I just gave, so we don't confuse everybody, when you're pushing your car, most of the mass of the car, most of the weight of you and me is actually buried in the atomic nucleus, and it's got nothing whatsoever to do with this mechanism at all. The mechanism gives mass to things like the electron, to the little quarks that live inside the atomic nucleus, and to things like the W boson, the carrier of the weak force of radioactivity. All of those things have been discovered. They've all had their masses measured. The question is, where do those masses come from? And the best game in town is the mechanism. And I call it the mechanism because six people discovered the idea of how to give masses to what we would now call the W boson within the space of a few weeks in 1964. And the first two to do this were two people working in Belgium called Brout and Englert, followed by Higgs, and then a couple of months later followed by three people, Guralnik and Hagen, who are Americans, working with Tom Kibble, an Englishman at Imperial College in London. And these six were awarded the Sakurai Prize earlier this year for the discovery of the mechanism for giving mass. Now, of course, a Nobel Prize can only be given to a maximum of three people. And there are six people here, all of whom lay varying claims to having discovered the mechanism for generating mass. And it's even debatable whether they were the first. I mean, Phil Anderson, a distinguished condensed matter theorist, is on record as having said that he actually discovered the idea a year before, and that is indeed so.
So how did Higgs himself get isolated in our minds?
That is a good question. And the answer is because he, among all of these people, is the only one that identified that there will be another phenomenon which is called now the Higgs boson, which is a particle which will, let us hope, be discovered. And you might say, well, so what? Well, the so what is this. If particles like electrons and quarks and W bosons get their masses from the mechanism, how will we ever be able to prove that? And the answer is, if you can find the Higgs boson, which is another consequence of all of this, and see what it decays into. It will try to decay into the heavy things more than the light things, if those things have gained their masses from this mechanism. So finding the Higgs boson and seeing what it decays into will be the proof that the whole idea works. And that is why it's so important for particle physics. So I asked Brout and Englert, why didn't you mention this boson in your paper? And they said, well, we thought it was sort of obvious. But Higgs alone is the one who identified that in particle physics there will be a particular implication, and that I think is why he's rightly named for it. And in fact, Peter Higgs amusingly said to me, oh, Brout and Englert are quite right, he said. It is completely obvious. In fact, in the first draft of the paper that Higgs wrote, he didn't even mention it. And the referee turned the paper down, and then Higgs thought, maybe I'd better think of some implications. And he added this extra implication, which is now the boson. So if the referee hadn't turned the paper down, even Higgs might not have mentioned it.
Do you mean the Higgs boson, as named, was an afterthought?
Well, certainly in the sense that to include it in the paper was an afterthought, yes. It wasn't an afterthought in the sense that it was there in the mind, I'm sure, because indeed it is sort of obvious if you are working on that question. But if you don't state the obvious, then it's hard later on to say, oh, well, yeah, but I knew that. In fact, regrettably, what many of us feel, if only I had written that down, it was obvious, but I didn't.
But I've just made you president of the Swedish Academy of Science. Who would you choose if you had to?
I think a case would be made that, I mean, Higgs, who clearly is associated with the manifestation of this thing in particle physics, I think that Jeffrey Goldstone, who in 1961 set the whole circus in motion because he identified there was an incredible paradox, and it was in solving this paradox that led to the Higgs boson, which, as I said, is implicitly buried inside his paper also. And I think Tom Kibble, because it was Kibble who, in 1966-67, 2 years after Higgs and the Gang of Six, made the more mature version of it, which is the one that's really applicable to particle physics in the broad. So I think the W and Z bosons and all the things we're looking for now, it was Kibble's generalisation of this. So to me, Goldstone, Higgs and Kibble would be an interesting threesome.
What about Hawking?
For the Higgs boson?
No, he didn't do that for his radiating black holes.
Well, Hawking is standing to lose $100 if Higgs boson is found, because he made a bet that the thing couldn't be found. I'm not quite sure why.
He's a betting man.
Okay.
But I suppose he's done in his chips now by saying rude things about God.
Well, you'd have to ask God that if you can find her.
Talking about finding things, your new book on the neutrino. Have you found the neutrino?
Oh, they're passing through you and me right now. In fact, billions of them are passing through your eyeballs without you being aware of it. Most of them coming from the sun, which they left about 10 minutes ago. And since I started talking, they're now on the way out towards Mars. The neutrino was invented in 1932. Pauli, who invented it, said, nobody will ever find this thing. And he wagered a crate of champagne. And then when it was found in 1955, I mean, 26 years later, he paid up the crate of champagne. But ironically, the people who discovered it didn't get the Nobel Prize for discovering it. Ray Davis, who's really the hero of my book, spent 40 years of his life trying to find neutrinos coming from the sun. And many people thought he was chasing the impossible, and it nearly turned out that way. And luckily for him, he survived long enough to pick up the Nobel Prize at the age, he was in his late 80s. There are many people in this story, like Bruno Pontecorvo and others, who are real heroes of this whole business, who didn't survive long enough even to see the answers come out, let alone pick up the prizes. And that also, I think, you know, we've been talking about the Higgs boson and the Gang of Six and things. This is work that was done in 1964. And I hope that this whole business is settled while all the people who started it are actually still alive to see it.
And Peter Higgs is over 80, and the others aren't chickens. But the Nobel announcement is next Wednesday in Stockholm for the physics and chemistry prizes anyway, and we'll have a summary in next week's Science Show. Frank Close is Professor of Physics at Oxford.